Greetings again, brothers and sisters. Welcome to your daily respite. Amen. Today is your middle Sabbath. It's October 13th, and this is the 64th episode of our daily respite series. This week we're listening to Sarah Young's devotional called Jesus Calling, Enjoying Peace in His Presence. And I hope you're prepared and ready for today's devotion in the right spirit, in the right stillness. Today's devotion is going to teach us a lesson that a lot of our authors have been trying to teach us, and not only our authors, some trees as well. So maybe it's time we listen. Amen. I'm going to listen today and just see what God says to me about this issue. You'll see what it is. It's about our busyness. Well, anyway, gave that away. Hey, here's how Sarah Young does it. She first lets us hear from Jesus, and then we take a scripture break in the middle. And today we'll hear from three different scripture texts, and then we'll go back and repeat the Jesus devotional again, so it sticks to us like Velcro, as I like to say. All right. Let's prepare ourselves, our hearts, our minds, our body, our soul, our spirit, our heart, and our ears. Here's what Jesus says. Take time to be still in my presence. Take time to be still in my presence. The more hassled you feel, the more you need this sacred space of communion with me. Now, breathe slowly and deeply and relax in my holy presence while my face shines upon you. This is how you receive my peace, which I always proffer to you. Imagine the pain I feel when my children tie themselves up in anxious knots, ignoring my gift of peace. I died a criminal's death to secure this blessing for you. Receive it gratefully. Hide it in your heart. My peace is an inner treasure, growing within you as you trust in me. Therefore, circumstances cannot touch it. Be still, enjoying peace in my presence. Our first scripture text is from Psalm 46, verse 10. I think some of you may know this by now. Psalm 46, 10. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. From the book of Numbers, chapter 6, verses 25 and 26. Numbers 6, 25 through 26. The Lord makes his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord turns his face towards you and gives you peace. And from the Gospel of John, chapter 14, verse 27. That's John 14, 27. Jesus says this, "Peace I leave with you. My peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid." And let's hear from Jesus one more time. "Take time to be still in my presence. The more hassled you feel, the more you need this sacred space of communion with me. Breathe slowly and deeply. Relax in my holy presence while my face shines upon you. This is how you receive my peace, which I always proffer to you. Imagine the pain I feel when my children tie themselves up in anxious knots, ignoring my gift of peace. I died a criminal's death to secure this blessing for you. Receive it gratefully. Hide it in your heart. My peace is an inner treasure, growing within you as you trust in me. Therefore, circumstances cannot touch it. Be still, enjoying peace in my presence." Amen. Now, one quick announcement before we close, a little housework. Tonight is our Zoom discussion group meeting at 7 p.m. Central Time. The simple link to that meeting is right there in this email. Feel free to join us. I feel like we are at episode 64 of Daily Respite and might want to consider a new direction or something new to do heading into Advent soon. And if you have any suggestions or ideas, even off-the-wall ideas, how do you think we got here? Either join us for the call tonight, or email me, or text me, and with a suggestion or idea, and I'll make sure it gets brought up with or without your name, right? Just let me know. But I'll be sure it gets brought up tonight. Looking for some interesting suggestions. Amen. But beyond that, Middle Sabbath means it's a day for God. Let's go out there and dedicate this day, just this one, to our Lord and Savior. Amen.